Sorry, Mr. Teddy, they bit your line.
Oh, no. Well, I got you. You were up in that helicopter. Well, I want to congratulate you. It's many hours overdue, but
if you don't mind, I'd like you to take over these other 49 states and bring them in like you do Massachusetts. You can stay in the hospital and do them that way. Why, we're all right.
Oh, that's a great, great tribute to you and what you've done. It really is. And you certainly have won the support and the hearts and loyally and the affection of all the people, and you must be very proud. It's certainly well deserved, and I just join all those other millions of people that today are saluting your victory, and I want you to know that.
Mighty proud of you and Joan, and very happy for Bobby. I just talked to him about 10 minutes ago in New York, and I'm sorry for Pierre, but maybe he can pull through.
Well, I guess that looks like he's out of luck out there now, I guess.
I don't understand that, do you?
Yeah, I don't. I just don't. Of course, it's awfully difficult from this distance, but it really is a problem.
What I'm afraid of is I'm afraid he got in that housing thing.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that must have been it.
What's your governor going to do?
Well, it's nip and tuck up here. The Globe, which it sort of supported, Volpe feels that Bilotti's going to win it narrowly, and the Herald that it supported, Bilotti says Volpe by about 125,000 votes. So. I think right now it's he carried the city when Volpe won in 1960 by 125,000. He lost Boston by 60-40. That's exactly the same percentage now when Volpe carried the state by 125,000. He's running about that same percentage up in Holyoke, but the smaller cities and towns which are going to decide it just haven't indicated a trend yet. So
it doesn't look too good.
I think it could go. It could swing in, but it's going to be close no matter which way it goes. I think it's awfully. It's still just too tough to tell right now. But
tell Joan we sure do appreciate all she did, and we're mighty proud of her.
Well, I certainly will, Mr. President.
And I want to work with you and help you any way in the world that I possibly can.
Well, that was very kind. Your words up here were very well received, and I appreciated them. And Joan enjoyed being with you, and we salute your victory tonight. It's a great tribute, Mr. President.
Well, we didn't think we needed. We thought you had Boston in good shape. We didn't think we needed to come up there to find out how you stood, but I wanted them to know how I stood.
Oh, well, that was great. Well, you won a lot of friends.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Mr. President.